Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com, and you can join their team. It's Jason Bishop, John Auville, and John Paul Flame. That is the threesome today. EB will be back next week from his trip to Dallas. Cakes will be competing in the World Series of Poker in Vegas.
Yep.
Everybody's just going somewhere.
Can people watch how you're doing online?
Yes, there will be online updates, and there's definitely TV coverage, though I don't know if it's live until it starts getting whittled down. Yeah, like, I don't know exactly how that works, but you can definitely keep up with it online.
Yeah.
Like WSOP.com will have chip counts.
Do you have, like, you're being staked. Do you have certain things you have to wear?
I have a patch that I have to wear for Gulf Coast Poker, who is bankrolling me.
That's right. The sponsor.
It's very nice of
them. Any sort of junkies or fan gear? I mean, it's a big opportunity, Cakes.
I mean, I don't really have any junks gear outside of, like, just old ratty
old hats
that were made, like, at mall kiosks, like, 20 years ago. Like,
you could maybe wear one of your Crab Fest hoodies or something.
I mean, I guess I could do that.
To pimp the product, Cakes.
I could pack one of those in the bags, or I guess a patch or something like a hat would be great, but I don't really have a lot of junks gear, like most people.
And the flight is tomorrow at 3.
3:15.
3:15.
Yeah. There'd be a billion people at the airport, too. I'm just envisioning
it. Oh, yeah.
BWI.
Everyone's leaving tomorrow.
Crawling with donks tomorrow.
Correct.
So I'll be battling that tomorrow.
So you probably should be there at about 12:30.
That's the plan.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll be keeping an eye on you, buddy.
Safe travels.
Let's all right. It is a game show Wednesday, Jason Bishop.
Sponsored by our great friends over at Open Road Distilling Company. That is in Reston, Virginia, by the way. It's time to raise your standards. Open Road Distilling is now available at Virginia ABC stores, mostly in Northern Virginia, but they've expanded down to Richmond, and at the end of the year, they'll be down in the Virginia Beach area. Whether it's the bold spice of Eagle Eye Rye, the smooth depth of Independence Bourbon, or the rich, ready-to-pour Maple Old Fashioned, this is whiskey done right for the full experience. Visit them at the Reston Town Center. It's a great spot.
All right, we'll punch up two contestants here to play Junkerty. There's going to be three questions in each category. There's a one-pointer, a three-pointer, and a five-pointer.
I'm going to let Valdez punch them up because I do not want to hang up on said people because I don't usually do this.
Okay.
Let's go to James in Leesburg on line one.
All right.
He will be
morning, John.
And what's up, James? You will be competing against JB from DC on line two.
JB, what's up?
What's all right, up? Fellas, James and JB, we start with the jump ball. That's how you get control of the board. Say your name, and then if you get it right, you have control of the board. Again, there's a one-pointer, a three-pointer, a five-pointer, but the jump ball in the category of name that stadium for 1 point is, it's the home of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Arrowhead.
You have to say your name.
You got
to
say your name. Yep.
I think James got in first. James, what's the answer?
Arrowhead.
Yes. James, you have 1 point. And you have control. So, JB, you got to hope that James misses it. All right. Three-pointer. It's the home of the Patriots.
Gillette Stadium.
That is correct.
Good job.
4-0 to James. And you can win the game and the Adam Sandler tickets if you can name the home of the Seattle Seahawks.
Ooh. Toughie.
Ooh. Financial steal?
No, JB, you have a chance to steal and win the game for the five-pointer. What is the home of the Seattle Seahawks?
Not sure.
It is a toughie. All right, James, congratulations, man. You win. It is Lumen Field.
Yes.
You win the Adam Sandler tickets. It's the You're My Best Friend Tour. Saturday, September 27th at Capital One Arena. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com/events. Do you think you'd go 32 for 32 on stadiums, Cakes?
30. I do pretty well. I don't think I could get every single one. Drabby,
you're gonna
You're gonna throw one my way. You're
all right,
test
what's,
me?
What's the Steelers?
Acrisure. Isn't that right?
All right, Jags.
The Jags. Are they Everbank Field?
They were at one point.
Oh, Everbank, they are, yeah, Everbank Stadium.
Okay.
Stadium.
All right. Did they change names? And I'm.
It's Everbank Stadium. How about the Cleveland Browns?
Cleveland Browns. Ooh, you. Oh, I think it's some sort of power company. I can't pull it.
Actually, Huntington Bank Field.
Yeah, I wouldn't have gotten
according
that.
According to Wikipedia.
I need the full name of Arrowhead Stadium.
Isn't it? It's either Geehaw Field at Arrowhead or Geico Field.
Geehaw Field.
These are the things that Cakes
I'm
knows.
I'm pretty good at this.
How about the Bengals?
The Bengals is Paycor Stadium. Yeah. That's pretty
impressive.
This is a skill that doesn't translate anywhere else in life. It actually doesn't. I don't think it's doing me any good right now. Just makes me sound like a big giant nerd.
I mean, the Jaguars is pretty good.
Yeah.
And the Steelers. I think we named the toughest ones. All right. Denver.
Denver is, I think it's Empower Field at Mile High Stadium.
That's correct.
Yep. God, I'm good.
You got it.
I'm just good.
All right. Two more.
All right.
Buffalo.
Buffalo is.
The new one or current?
I think they're going to have the same name.
Highmark.
Yeah.
I think it's a healthcare company. Not sure exactly what they do. You have another one?
Yeah.
Did you name Cleveland?
I couldn't get that one.
That was the hardest one.
I fumbled on that one.
What is Cleveland's?
It said Huntington Bank.
Yes. Field.
Oh. Yeah, Huntington Field.
I have here First Energy Stadium.
Oh, well, I'm looking at Wikipedia. Are you looking at Wikipedia,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, I see First Energy Stadium.
You got like old, outdated Wikipedia.
How's it outdated?
I don't know. Mine's different.
Oh, that's weird.
Did you have one more? You said you had two for Cakes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What's the Superdome's current sponsor?
Caesars.
I mean, Cakes is good at this. 31 for 32 is pretty impressive.
It's not bad.
All right, let's punch up two contestants. We still have tickets to go see Gary Gulman on the line. He's going to be at 6th and I.
All right, let's go to George. He's calling in from the Dorf on line 3.
Got it, Mom. I'm going to be on TV.
All right, George. Tomorrow.
What did he say?
Is he talking to his mom?
He's telling somebody he's going to be on TV.
Hey, Mommy. you're going to be taking on Scott, who's calling from Rockville.
Well, he's a winner already, I can tell you that.
All right,
here's the deal. Same deal with the points. There's a one-pointer, a three-pointer, and a five-pointer. We start with the jump ball. If you know the answer, say your name, then we give you a chance. All right? This is inspired by our conversation yesterday with Mike Marr. The category is Schwarzenegger cinema. All right, the one-pointer for the jump ball. His co-star, who played his brother in the movie, is very short.
Scott. Twins. Oh, that's a George.
That's twins. Scott's up one zippy. George, you got to wait patiently. All right, your three-pointer. Cakes disrespects this James Cameron-directed film where Arnold plays a government agent who must balance his double life as a spy. No, Scott has control.
George,
you got to chill.
George, relax.
It's Terminator.
It is not Terminator. George, you have a chance to steal now.
True Lies.
It is True Lies.
That's George and the Dwarf who can't keep it in his pants.
George and the Dwarf. All right, George.
Hey, Mom on TV.
Hey, Mom, I'm about to win a prize.
George, you're up 3-1. Scott, you got to wait patiently. George can win the game if he answers this, but you have a chance to steal if he misses it. All right, George. This comedian, one of Valdez's favorites, plays Arnold's rival in Jingle All the Way. Name the comedian.
Thanks for being on, George.
I don't know.
All right, Scott, you have a chance to steal. This comedian, one of Valdez's all-time favorites.
It's his favorite, let's be honest.
Plays Arnold's rival in Jingle All the Way. Can you name that comedian?
100% chance it's Sinbad.
We have a winner.
Confidence.
George, you were on TV, but you're a loser.
Yeah.
Scott, congratulations. You win a pair of tickets to go see Gary Goldman Saturday, November 22nd at 6th and I. The tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/events.
Hey, how is Sinbad's health? Didn't he have a stroke like several years back?
He did. I'm waiting for that TMZ alert that he passed away.
Oh, no. Is it like is he in?
Did he recover
from the stroke? Do we have any idea?
I don't know. But there was a fake Sinbad death story out there, years ago. Yeah, okay. It had me traumatized.
Okay.
Cakes, what's the name of the toy that they're both desperately trying to get?
Oh, well,
and you were in the toy industry.
I was, but I'm not
a big... This is a fictional toy, I believe.
I think it was Turbo Man. Turbo Man.
Yes.
Man, Sinbad's 68.
Wow. Just get your tombstones ready,
everybody.
I think
he was in a movie. I just saw this. He was casted in a movie, but he's felt it in real life, and he's felt it in the movie. He's like in a wheelchair.
Right.
Oh, okay. I think he's playing himself or his current situation.
Well, speaking
didn't look so good.
Speaking of felt it in real life, more financially, did you see some of the details about Malik Beasley that have been coming out?
He couldn't even pay a dentist?
Like a dentist has a judgment against him.
Yeah, he owes a ton of money. $2.5 million.
I just don't understand how when you gross $60 million, how you don't the first thing you should do is get some sort of trusted financial advisor to help you with the money. Especially if it's an influx of money you're not used to, obviously. Like almost all of those guys do not come from privilege where they have millions of dollars that they've handled.
They probably trust the wrong people.
They have to find a trusted person to guide them to navigate through the choppy waters.
I know. Well, don't the teams, when they're drafted, don't they have these meetings with the rookies?
I would think so. Yeah, they have rookie symposiums.
Explain what to do with their money, and I don't get it, man.
I've said for years, you should sit down with some of these people and show them how to save money.
Let me manage your money.
Show you the ropes.
It's very simple to do.
Yes, and you'll have money at the end of your career.
But that's why when that story came out about Malik Beasley being investigated for the gambling,
right?
I said, there's no way he's got money left. He's felt it. That's why he's doing it.
I mean, the dentist was able to garnish his paychecks. He owed a barber $26,000. How is that possible?
I don't think I can get $26,000 worth of... barber visits in my life.
He's clearly going to the wrong barber. Mm-hmm. Like, just go to the corner barbershop. Just find a guy that lives close to where you live that'll, like Drab said, will break out the wall clippers and he'll cut your hair for $20.
$26,000. Even if you spent $500 for a monthly visit, that's $6,000.
Haven't we seen videos sometimes like guys in the locker room? They'll just put a tarp down and they'll break out the clippers and somebody in the locker room will give them free haircuts. Take advantage of that, please. I just don't. It's frustrating
they're getting their haircut like once a week, twice a week.
Right.
Yeah, that's in trend.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, did he have someone cutting his hair like three times a day?
See where that got him?
Yeah. Oh, Beasley might be following him.
Yeah, he very well could be.
Yeah, apparently owed a landlord money. He owes the barber money. He owes the dentist money.
It's crazy.
Meanwhile, he's averaging 16 points a game. 16 points a game would net you $30 million a year.
Yeah. Well, that's it.
I mean, and they have NBAs. They got pensions. And do NBA players have 401ks? Or do they strictly rely on pensions?
I would assume they get I would guess they get offered a 401k. I don't know.
I mean, are the Wizards matching the money that the players are putting in?
I would guess they probably have a 50% match up to a certain percentage.
Because I think the NBA pension is over $1,000 per month. So players get exactly $1,001 every month for each year they play in the NBA.
So if you're Vince Carter, you're butt sized for your pension. Didn't he play like for 23 seasons or 24? That means he gets a $24,000 pension.
I would love to know if SGA.
Yeah, but that's when they retire. So Malik Beasley, when he's dealing with paternity suits and divorce proceedings.
Understood.
All his money's getting eaten up.
He's a clown with his money. It's so apparent.
But I'm just wondering, does SGA, now that he's making $70 million a year, does he have a 401k?
I'm going to say...
probably not.
I'm going to say yes.
You think so?
I mean, he's still an employee of a company.
I know. It's free money from the team or from the league.
I mean, I don't know.
But he can only put in like 17 grand.
Right.
So what's the point?
I mean, the point is
it's
free money, and if you're terrible with your money, you have something at the end that you can rely on.
Yeah. I don't know. It'd be interesting to talk to some of these guys.
Remember, coming up at 9 o'clock, we're going to have Mike Rizzo on, the Nationals GM. Chip Patterson on college football at 9:25. Coming up next, there's an NFL writer as the perfect new team for Terry McLaurin. Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Tomorrow's the Throwback Thursday. Kicking around what we're going to do. You want to tune in. Play kind of old school songs that we used to play 20, 30 years ago in the infancy of the Junkies. Bring back a segment or two. We've got Mike Rizzo joining us at 9. Jason told me he wants me to ask the question about the pitching machine.
About the trajectory.
Yeah, I want you to ask it. Right out of the gate.
All right, I'll do that. I'll just pin it on the author. I'm sure he knows. What's your reaction? He might say nothing because they didn't speak. The author in the article said they reached out to the Nationals. The Nationals said no comment.
No comment, yeah.
Well, I'm gonna
That's
guess
interesting.
He's going to repeat that in about 35 minutes. But we'll see. We'll see how that plays out.
Also, we'll talk to Chip Patterson, who's a college football writer for CBS Sports. So I didn't even know that Newsweek was still in business.
Still a thing?
It's at least a thing online. Entity.
Okay.
There's an article from Newsweek about the Terry McLaurin situation.
Oh, more them. Terry Mac.
Terry Mac.
Yep.
And they believe that there is a perfect trade candidate. And that team is?
I believe it's Drab T-Shirt's second favorite team that he's going to be rooting for in the NFL.
Oh, hold on. His second favorite team.
Drab has a second favorite team that he's adopted.
And it's not Washington.
It's not Washington, obviously. His first team, obviously, the Seahawks, the Drab Hawks.
I know it's the Seahawks. Yeah. I'm just trying to think, why would he have a second team?
You want a hint?
Yeah. We'll just think Seattle.
They used to be my team.
The Raiders?
The Raiders. Pete Carroll.
Oh, because...
Pete Carroll and Geno.
And Geno. Okay.
Yes, all the Seattle ties. Right.
And Chip Kelly.
And Chip Kelly.
Okay.
And Ashton Jeanty.
And Jeanty. We get to claim him for the Northwest.
All right.
That's true.
You might be a bigger Raider fan than Seahawks fan.
It's getting close. Yeah.
But so...
the neck and neck.
This is just a theory. They're saying, talk about a big swing for a team that hasn't had a lot to get excited. The Raiders already have Geno Smith.
Yep.
Brock Bowers is a star. Ashton Jeanty should be one, too. They have Jacoby Myers, solid receiver.
He's pretty good. Now, he's not elite by any stretch, but he's a pretty capable NFL wide receiver.
They drafted a couple guys, too.
Yeah.
They drafted the kid out of TCU. What's his name? Beck?
I think it is
Jack Beck.
Yeah.
I think they drafted another kid, too.
But, I mean, if they
they drafted Thornton. Dante Thornton.
Okay.
From Tennessee.
The Raiders might be legit playoff contenders if they trade for Terry. That's a good offense.
I mean, Myers and McLaurin is your 1-2 along with Bowers.
Bowers and Jeanty.
That's a pretty good collection of skill players.
A lot Geno's of young guys.
Sling it.
Yeah.
Is Geno going to be a good fantasy pick?
I mean, maybe if you play in like a 2-quarterback league.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe in a super flex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you wait and just load up your team with studs everywhere, and you just pick Geno like in the 15th round.
Right.
Nobody else will have picked him.
Right.
What are you looking at depth chart there, Jason? Wide receivers right now for besides
Jacoby
because
they
Myers.
Drafted Thornton out of Tennessee. They drafted Beck out of TCU. So they got two young guys there. They've got Trey Tucker, and they've got Myers.
Mm-hmm.
And then like Drab mentioned, they drafted Jeanty. All right, that was their first pick. So they got Jeanty, Mostert as the backup RB.
By the way, whatever happened to Michael Mayer? I know he's still on the roster. He's just done nothing since he's been in the league.
His name's been floated around for different trades.
I saw that his name's like trade bait.
Sometimes
at this point.
Second round tight end draft picks are bust cakes.
That's true.
Yeah,
that is true.
Yeah.
Well,
it happens.
Yeah.
And of course, Brock Bowers got one of the best tight ends.
Brock Bowers,
if not the best.
I'll just say that he's a Hall of Famer. If that guy doesn't like get his leg snapped off before his career's done, he's on a Hall of Fame trajectory. One season.
See what the win total is for Vegas.
I'm going to guess. I haven't looked at it. It can't be
seven,
that high.
7.5?
I think 6.5 or 7.5 is going to be the number.
Yeah. I haven't looked at their schedule. But this guy's just throwing out a team because
I mean, it just makes sense. It's early July.
And that's what these writers do. They just throw out these crazy stories about where Terry McLaurin's going to sign. Hello, he's going to sign here.
Right, he is going to sign here, but we're just playing devil's advocate here. What is the return on the Terry McLaurin trade? Does it have any sort of particulars?
I don't think so.
It's just spitballing what Terry McLaurin would look like wearing silver and black.
Trying to find a team where it'd be a good fit.
I mean,
it'd be a good fit on most teams.
Yeah, he'd be a good fit almost everywhere because he's a hyper-productive NFL.
But I guess
they're
finding teams that need a number one receiver.
Right.
Like you move him there, he's the number one.
He would supplant Jacoby Myers. Yes.
So 7.5 is the number for the Raiders.
Okay. Might have to take the under on that.
I might.
Did you actually get rid of your Raiders lamp?
The Raiders lamp.
Now that you've been baptized as a Commanders fan.
The Raiders lamp is history. It's dead. It's in a landfill somewhere.
Okay, so it's out of the house.
It's gone. Dead. Hey,
congratulations.
I should have given it to Drab. Drab could have put it in his house as a recent convert.
I'll take all Raiders swag merch.
Okay.
Or if you want to buy me something, like somebody bought me that Raiders hat.
That's true.
I'll take new as well.
New or you gently
something
used.
Something new, something blue.
Either one works.
What do you make of, Netflix is going to be in the mix for the NFL this year. And I was reading about what they're going to do in terms of the broadcast booth. And apparently some of the other networks are being territorial. I guess they were hoping to snag some of the people from Fox.
Okay.
Or CBS. Fox last year, Netflix was on Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
They said, nope, we're not loaning you Kevin Burkhardt or Tom Brady.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Eventually, they did allow Greg Olson to work one of the two games.
Okay.
And ESPN allowed Laura Rutledge and Mina Kimes to work the Christmas games. Shouldn't they be able to find their own people?
I mean, Netflix has pretty deep pockets. I think they'd be able to go out on their own and just hire like one-off broadcasters for those Christmas Day games.
What was Mina Kimes doing for them?
I guess she was in the booth with Greg Olson.
So she was doing play-by-play?
She might have been like a commentator. I don't think
I'm not sure. There's no way she was a play-by-play. No, I don't believe that.
No, Olson was probably the color commentator.
Right, but Mina Kimes, does she have play-by-play experience?
I don't think she was play-by-play. I'm not sure.
She's been in. She's done Rams games before.
Mm-hmm.
But what does she do? What's her role?
Like the third person in the booth. Oh, they do special things. I don't think she was in. Iron Eagle and Greg Olson were the play-by-play.
Okay, the Iron Eagle. There you go.
She was as Valdez was telling me in the studio.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at it, the pregame shows had. I mean, they had a bunch of people. Kay Adams, Drew Brees, RG3, Manti Te'o, and Mina Kimes. And in Pittsburgh, it was Laura Rutledge, Devin McCourty, and Jason McCourty.
Well, if you were sitting at home and you're RG3 and you get an email from Netflix, hey, RG3, do you want $100,000 to be on Netflix on Christmas? He says, sure.
Sure, I'm in.
Tell me where to show up or whatever price tag, whatever they're willing to pay.
And yeah, I think they had both the Eagles, Iron Eagle and
Noah Eagle. Yeah.
Noah Eagle's good.
He is very good.
He's really good.
Didn't RG3 Rick fans? He did something during that Christmas broadcast.
I can't remember.
I don't know if it was his outfit.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I can't remember, but
it was probably his outfit. Right? Don't you think
probably.
It was his outfit?
I just remember there was something about him.
By the way, because we were speaking about the Raiders earlier, was it kind of weird to see that former Raider Darren Waller got dealt to the Dolphins?
Coming out of retirement.
I guess his career as a rapper didn't take off like he expected it to. Back to football. Not really surprising. But if you're the Dolphins, I mean, what's left in the tank for Darren Waller? Aren't you concerned that he hung up the cleats once already.
Yeah.
Doesn't that concern you?
And didn't he have a pretty serious injury a couple years ago?
I think he had a pretty bad like hamstring tear from what I recall.
Yeah, I remember because I had him on my squad and he never played because he was hurt. But is he their number one now?
Well, I mean, Jonnu Smith departed.
He just got traded, yeah.
I mean, I don't know what else is on the Dolphins' tight end depth chart at this point besides Darren Waller. I mean, they must have another person in-house.
Pharaoh Brown from Seattle. Talk to me about that kid.
That was like our third tight end.
Okay. He's number two. So, yeah, I mean, technically he's number one on the depth chart, but who knows? I mean, I'm sure there'll be a battle at that position. They don't have much there. They don't have much at tight end right now.
I think the Dolphins might stink this year. Might not be a very good year in Miami.
I got a DM that says, Bish not knowing Drab's second favorite team is peaked summer vacation mode. It's been said 69,000 times on the show since the Geno and Pete trade.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking about Geno being there. The Dolphins win total is 6.5.
Yeah, expectations are not high. By the way, speaking of Geno, Drab, didn't he get into it with somebody at like a flag football event like over the past weekend? He was dropping N-bombs left and right, talking about how the Raiders gave him the big bag of money. Like he was salty.
Yeah, I saw that. Geno's always involved in that flag football stuff. But yeah, he's a competitive guy. He's defensive. He gets defensive on Twitter. He's always like retweeting his supporters.
Mm-hmm.
Never retweeted me. The million tweets I had about Geno.
Is that you're hoping for him? You tag him?
Yeah. The headline is Raiders quarterback Geno Smith restrained by security after explosive fight with coach at youth football game. Maybe that's a different incident. He's all over the flag football scene.
Coming up next, a chain that is coming to Virginia that has a lot of people excited. So I was driving yesterday and I heard Danny Ruhier breaking down Buc-ee's.
Buc-ee's.
I've never been to a Buc-ee's.
Yeah, I have.
He sold it. I got to tell you, Danny made it seem like it was amazing. He described it as a combination of Sheetz plus Wawa plus Walmart.
Mm-hmm. That's a pretty good hybrid.
Now, they're massive.
They're so big. Like that one just opened in Virginia a couple days ago. I think
is that
it's
the
down
one near JMU?
I think it's near Harrisonburg or in Harrisonburg.
I think it's Mount Crawford. It's near Harrisonburg.
I've stopped at the one, as Drab has, in Florence, South Carolina, right off 95. Now, I was a big stupid the first time, and I went, I think, within a month of it opening, and it was chaos and madness unlike anything I've ever seen at a retail establishment.
Like people everywhere.
Could barely find a parking spot. And then when I went in, it looked like the zombies from World War Z climbing the wall. Like
What did everybody want? Food
just everything. They have brisket sandwiches. They have a wall of jerky. They have a wall of every gummy bear that you could ever imagine. They have a wall filled with redneck guzzlers. They have, now one thing they do have, and they pimp, which I like, clean bathrooms. Because you can stop on some real horror shows on 95 while you're traveling, or 81, wherever.
Correct.
Like, you can stop at some gas stations that have just bathrooms that you don't want to be within 50 feet of.
That's their calling card.
Clean bathrooms is a big differentiator for them. But
how does it compare to, and I'm just thinking of the clutter, the way that you're describing it and the way that I heard Danny describe it in my head. Yeah. I was thinking when you go to a Cracker Barrel and there's all those things.
No, it's not like that. No. But
is it set up like a regular gas station?
Well, it's just on a massive scale. Like the building is like the size of almost like a Walmart. Like maybe a little bit scaled down Walmart. There's 100 gas pumps. 100 or more. Yeah. Think about just the sheer size of the lot that you're on to have that sort of footprint. Like they can't put these everywhere. They need a place where they can find enough cheap land where they can plunk down 100 filling spots.
And right off 81, that's a perfect spot for it.
It's a genius business because people People just flock to the
place.
It's
got a brand for sure. I've been to it a few times.
Yeah.
By the way, it doesn't slow down. I was there a couple weeks ago, the one in Florence, and I parked in outer space to try to find a spot.
I know, it's absurd.
And it's just literally hundreds of people in this
store. You can't go there at peak hours.
On the way
back, like when I drive back and leave Kiowa like at 4 in the morning or 3:30 in the morning, I would hit Florence at about 7:30 or 8.
Yeah.
And at that point, it's doable. Like, there's not a billion people there. You can find a parking spot. You can actually fill up your car with gas. But they've hit on something. I mean, that business is freaking booming. I mean, Drab's seen it. I've been a part of it. Like, the first time I went, it was so overwhelming that I just had to hit the bathroom, grab a drink, and get out. I was going to,
like... So you didn't get the brisket sandwich.
I didn't do the whole thing.
Because I see that being hyped up a lot. $8.49 for a brisket sandwich.
It was just too much stimulation. Yeah. There was too much going on. I had to get out of there. It was too much.
So
it was overwhelming.
There's also, like, third-party businesses.
Yeah.
Bucky's does... Their logo is mm-hmm. everywhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you can't do online shopping for anything that they sell. So there's third-party retailers. I was just reading about this one company. I think it's called Texas Snack.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought my brother something from them before. They do like $500,000 in sales just selling a person, like a cakes,
right.
walking in and buying t-shirts, buying hot sauce, buying beaver nuggets, and shipping them out.
Oh, really?
Like out of his house.
Oh, so that's actually pretty genius.
Sorry. $300,000 per month.
I mean, that's a pretty good number. $300K a month.
You got to have a few employees.
So he's just reselling.
Just
stuff
reselling.
That he
goes in there and buys it, marks it up for a few bucks.
Wow. That's a brilliant idea.
Bucky started in Texas, but they eventually moved into the Southeast.
Right.
But then there's one rando in Colorado. Most of them are in Texas or in the Southeast.
Okay.
You know, Florida, Bama, Georgia,
Tennessee,
South
I think
Carolina,
has at least one.
And now one in Virginia. But there's just one random in Colorado.
Do we know how many locations they have?
Total?
Yeah.
There's probably about 60. 50 to 60.
That's a great business.
But 36 of them are in Texas.
Right.
Is the store behind the gas pumps as big as like a Wegmans?
It's probably
pretty similar.
Probably pretty close.
Really?
I think Bucky's is about 35 to 40,000 square feet.
Mm. As of July 2025, Bucky's has 54 active locations.
75,000 square feet.
Oh, it's 75,000. So that's bigger than a standard Walmart.
Yeah. It's probably double the size.
That is so big.
They do not offer franchises yet, Cakes. Man. So, you know. But if you want in on the franchise, eventually, keep your eye out.
In 2022, now this is 3 years ago, their total revenue was $2.5 billion.
Mm.
So that was 3 years ago. So it's probably only gone up since then as they've added new locations. Let's go to D. Woods. He's checking in from down south in Atlanta. What's up, D?
What's up, fellas? How are you all today?
Good, buddy. How are you, man?
Good. And best of luck at the World Series of Poker, Cakes.
Oh, thanks, man. Appreciate that.
No problem. Hey, I was calling in. Drab always likes to argue. I see why you and JP argue all the time. I'm talking to him behind the scenes, and he just argue me down. I was trying to say, people down here, whenever someone comes to visit me, there's so many Buc-ee's in the South. People want to go see them. I wasn't impressed. But the hillbillies down here in the South, they don't have anything nice.
Yeah,
you get build up a gas station and they all flock to it.
Yeah.
I would compare it to, I said a Wegmans and not in the case of like how nice it is, but I remember Wegmans first opened, everybody wanted to go to it because they had everything you wanted in there. Mm-hmm. So that's what I would compare it to. Well, not really a Walmart. It's a little bit higher class than a Walmart, but not as good as a Target. So I was going to put it with like a Wegmans kind of feel when you walk in. Cake said it. Literally, when I go, I just go for gummy bears. They have gummy bears, walls of it, JP.
Yeah.
You would lose your mind.
Yeah.
You would lose
it's insane.
Your mind.
I'm not a gummy bear guy.
Oh, I'm a gummy bear guy.
Oh, my goodness. So much sugar.
Yeah.
So much sugar in there.
Yeah. Pass the sugar.
So there's a new one opening up in Georgia. I don't know where in Georgia, but how many are in Georgia? Do you know? Just one?
I think he fell off.
Okay, let's see. Yeah, it says, no, there's three in Georgia. Okay.
All right, let's go to Matt. He's calling in from Stafford. What's up, Matt?
What's up, guys? Yeah, there's definitely like an Instagram Reels, TikTok culture behind it with all the influencers getting behind it, I noticed. And one thing about the bathrooms, the stalls, it's super spacious. It's almost like its own room. You have stuff to hang up your stuff, and it is immaculately clean. Just a couple updates on Virginia. There was a New Kent, which is a small village outside of Williamsburg, that was a location that was supposed to open in 2025. It's still on track for 2027. Interestingly, that town is so small, the Buc-ee's will be like three times the size of the town. So it'd be funny to see how that works. Uh-huh. And then Stafford, it's in the works with Stafford, but it's kind of similar to the RFK 2.0 site. There's a lot of politicking going on. So if Stafford gets one right there off of Courthouse Road, that'd be pretty nice to jump
down. Oh, that place
there.
Will be jammed. In Stafford? That place will be rocking.
Yeah, it'd be pretty wild. I appreciate y'all.
All right,
thanks, Matt.
Have a great day. Jam. Be safe. Oh, jam.
Yeah, yep. I've never been to a Buc-ee's. And I don't know when I'll go because you're saying South Carolina. Is that like on your way to Kiowa?
Yeah, it's right on 95. Like big giant tower with the Buc-ee's logo just lording over I-95.
You can't miss it because they have billboards every half mile for 100 miles.
Like they've taken over for, I mean, the south of the border billboards are still there, but Buc-ee's is trying to push them out of the way. That whole bit.
Billboard battle.
South of the border, by the way, is when you drive by it, it's just sad. It's sad. Like, yeah, it it was like kind of a cool, popular, like tourist trap, like once in the 70s and 80s.
Is it dying?
It's just trash. Looks like it's falling apart.
It's trash.
Like it's, yeah.
Used to be a must stop.
Used to be. Oh, yeah. It used to be. Long time ago, I definitely stopped when I guess my wife flew with my kids at one point when my kids were small. And they had a renegade like video poker or like
shocker, you stopped.
And I was like, well, I'm stopping there, and went in and probably lost like $20. And then I got back up, filled up my car, back on the road. But it was only like the gambling was only there for a couple of years. They shut it down. I don't know how they had the workaround in the first place, because I mean that's pretty much the Deep South, and they're not too into having like casino gambling and, you know, like gambling on the side of the road as you're stopping on your
Does
way.
Does south of the border aspire to be a mini Vegas?
No.
No.
No. No. Vegas is built on gambling, and they just, they
I'm not saying the gambling, but
it's mainly, it's for kids.
It's putt-putt.
It's very bright and everything, right?
Yeah.
I've never stopped. I've driven by it once.
Yeah.
It's for kids. They have like bumper cars, arcade games, carny stuff. They got big sombrero,
it's
like
for kids,
observation deck.
It's for kids and brokies, let's be honest.
I've heard Valdez hype up south of the border for a dozen years, right? I finally drove by it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen a more desolate, rundown place.
Depressing.
It was so
depressing.
It was like Wally World.
Yeah. It's not great.
It was so nuts.
Right, well, the Valdez has got sites to stop there and stretch their legs. Let us run around a little bit when we were on our way to Hilton Head.
Yeah.
So it's the border of North Carolina and South Carolina?
Yes. Correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Weather forecast.
It's
cool,
deep.
Cool today. Hot tamale. You love that billboard?
Hey, you never saw such a place.
You never sausage a place?
Yeah.
It's so good.
A lot of puns.
Love all the puns.
Pedro was their mascot.
And probably racially insensitive, might say.
Oh, really?
From a bygone era. I think they're trying to, you know, like distance
themselves. They're trying to clean that up, are they?
Yeah, right. Yeah, probably trying to do some of that.
All right, coming up next, we'll talk to the GM of the Nationals, President of Baseball Ops, Mike Rizzo, here on the Junkies.